Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review, and today's product is the Lagoon App Control 2-in-1 Male Masturbation Penis Pumps from Sohemi. So I reviewed a penis pump almost exactly like this. The one I reviewed previously, it had like orange plastic fins, but it looked exactly like this. It had the same components. They just had orange plastic fins. Now this one has something different. See, the other one I reviewed was just a penis pump. This one has this pair of vibrating lips inside the penis pump, which you can take out, by the way. I just want to give you the view. So here's, it's just a penis pump. This is just a normal penis pump, but they added this part here where this vibrator plugs in. There's a little bolt vibrator in this mouth-shaped kind of toy, and that's literally it. So it's a penis pump with a vibrating mouth in it. So here's the app. It's called Joy Fun. You can't even see it. There we go. You can see it if I turn the lights off. All right, so the red line is the, what is this, vibration, and then the purple line is squeezing, which is the suction. So you can increase the suction, or you could increase the vibration. So now it's maximum suction, maximum vibration, or you can adjust it that way. And that's all the app does. So you can adjust the suction, you can adjust the vibration, or you can turn the vibration off. That's it. All right, if you want to control the toy with the buttons, you need to turn the app off and disconnect it from the toy. All right, so we'll hit the button. So this bottom button controls the vibrations. There's a bolt vibrator in this little mouth thing, and you can control it. So that's low, medium, high. And then the little tornado button is the suction. So that's that. It's a regular penis pump. It's hard to demonstrate a penis pump because it's hard to get a suction with the gloves on. But at the end of the day, it's a penis pump. And the problem is this little lip thing, it sucks. And it doesn't suck, but it's not worth it. I'll explain why. First, number one, the mouth, this bullet vibrator, it easily comes out of this mouth. And the mouth, it doesn't freely travel up and down, but the idea is you're supposed to go in the penis pump and then into the mouth, but it's not that, look, I'm already, it's not that big, obviously. So the problem is if it's too low and you push into it, you'll push the bullet vibrator out. Let me demonstrate. So I'll put the bullet vibrator into the mouth, okay? So imagine this is inside the penis pump. Okay, I'm putting in, I'm thrusting. Oh, I popped the bullet vibrator out, which is the entire point. Without the bullet vibrator, this is just kind of like a tiny pocket pussy. So the way you have to do this is you have to, when you have an erection, put the penis pump next to your erection to see like where your dick is, and then put this in the thing approximately where your dick's gonna go into it. But the problem, there's two problems with that. Number one, you only feel it when your ball's deep. Number two, penis pumps aren't good for masturbating. Penis pumps are for stretching your penis. They do have toys which have like an insert that wraps around the tip. And what it does is it's like a pocket pussy that wraps around the penis pump. And as the penis pump sucks, the pocket pussy tightens because all the air pressure causes the pocket pussy to tighten. This doesn't do that. When you activate the suction, it doesn't cause this to tighten. It causes the toy to feel like a penis pump. And penis pumps don't feel good to masturbate with. Do not masturbate with a penis pump. You want the insert to tighten. You don't want the toy to suck you into the toy a la a penis pump. So this mouth thing is a pain in the ass. You can't adjust it. If you just put it low and like, oh, I'll just push it with my dick to wherever I need it to be, wherever it feels good, you'll just push the bolt vibrator out the top. And so you have to take it apart. You have to find the place where this goes in, put it there, and then put the bolt vibrator in and run the wire and put the wire in the hole and then put it all together. And then you could turn it on and then it just sucks you in and it doesn't feel good because the suction is too tight because it's a penis pump. It's all this is a penis pump. Now, if you use this by itself and you put the bolt vibrator in it, All right. So you don't even use it as a penis pump. You can take this and you can plug it in, turn it on. Okay. And then you can activate the vibrations. Okay. So, I mean, this is pretty powerful. And you can basically use this as a little pocket pussy. Like, you know, pretend it's like you're getting a blowjob. And this has, like, some natural suction because there's a narrow part. And then it widens, like, further back into the toy. I mean, it's not very big. But you will get some natural suction. So this does feel like a blowjob. And it's got a pretty powerful bullet vibrator. I'll demonstrate the power of the bullet vibrator. So, I mean, it's going. Look at it go. So the bullet vibrator is not the problem. Anyway, okay, let me turn this off. All right, so here, okay. So if you use this like a little pocket pussy with a little bullet vibrator in it, it's fine for what it is. As a penis pump, it's fine for what it is. But these don't go together. This is a penis pump, useful for penis pumping. This is a pocket pussy with a bullet vibrator in it. Well, it's a oral pocket mouth. I don't know. Anyway, it's okay. It's on the small side. I would have preferred something a little bit deeper, but it's okay. I mean, it feels good. It's got some natural suction. The bullet vibrator is really powerful. So this by itself would be an okay toy. Again, it's a little on the small side, but it's not bad. This penis pump is fine. In fact, I reviewed a penis pump exactly like this, like the other month. So this is fine. This is the example of a toy being less than the sum of its parts. You're getting a decent penis pump, which is pretty run-of-the-mill, and you're getting a decent oral vibrating pocket pussy thing. But they don't go together. If you try to use these toys at the same time, you're basically trying to masturbate using a penis pump, which doesn't feel good. It hurts. I've used penis pumps that have a pocket pussy built into it, and what they do, it's an insert, and there's a lip that wraps around the edge, and it creates an airtight seal, and then the suction tightens the insert. At no point does it suck your dick into it like a penis pump. The suction is there to tighten the insert. This doesn't work that way. This actually, you feel the suction. This, it doesn't cause this to tighten. It just feels like suction, and the lips are non-adjustable. And if you push too hard, you'll push the bolt vibrator out the top. It's not very good. Take the penis pump away. If this were just a bolt vibrator and a little oral sex toy like this, this would be fine. And a penis pump, you can get a penis pump just like this for like 30, 40 bucks. So you're basically getting a decent oral pocket pussy with a penis pump. But the problem is it's $70. $70 is too much. You can get a penis pump literally exactly like this for a little more than half the price. And this little thing, this is just a silicone lips shaped tiny little pocket pussy. Who cares? As far as this goes, like as far as the bullet vibrator and the lips go, this is okay. I would pay maybe $25 for it. For the lips and the bullet vibrator, $25, that's fine. But the penis pump doesn't add anything. In fact, it takes away. It's painful. It's not doing it correctly. So yeah, I've seen this done much better. If you're gonna have a penis pump sex toy hybrid, I've reviewed a couple of them recently, and they were much better than this one. Maybe I can't think of anyone to recommend this to. Like, if you want a penis pump, there are better, cheaper penis pumps. If you want an oral sex penis pump, this has been done better with an actual insert that tightens, and not an insert that was clearly not made for this, just kind of sitting inside it with a bullet vibrator for some reason that comes immediately out. This is the other thing too. Like this, obviously you're supposed to thrust into it, but if you thrust in too hard, the bullet vibrator comes out. Why? Why not have it to where it can't come out? Anyway, you know, I got a 20% off coupon code for the site. Check out the website. They have good toys there. I've reviewed many Sohimi toys. A lot of them are great and I recommended them. This just isn't one of them. Anyway. Thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. You know, it wasn't a good one, but they can't all be winners. Check out the coupon code. Check out Sohimi. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.